435. Good afternoon. It's Viewpoint University on 1140 KSOO. I'm Dan Peters, and we're joined now by Selena Shalad, and she is the Executive Director of the Alliance for Aviation Across America. Good afternoon, Selena. Thanks for taking the time.
Good afternoon. Thank you so much for having me.
Now, you are based out of the Washington, D.C. area, but you do travel across the United States. And your organization, the Alliance for Aviation Across America, what is your purpose?
Sure. We were formed in 2007, and our purpose is to raise awareness about the value and importance of general aviation. We found that while commercial aviation and, of course, military aviation, general aviation is kind of the third sector of aviation, while people have a lot of familiarity with those two, general aviation, we have found, often people may not be aware of what it is and of course, how important it is for our communities and economy.
So then describe general aviation and what it is and how it plays into the aviation industry.
Sure thing. So general aviation is basically unscheduled air service. So it can be anything from charter to a business or a company that operates their own aircraft and uses it to get to different cities or rural markets or to transport tools or employees. It includes everything such as helicopters that are used for medevac, law enforcement, disaster relief, search and rescue. There's a lot of transport of blood, organs, platelets, patients that occurs on general aviation aircraft. So it's basically all of those other important activities and economic activity as well that our communities depend on that often we don't see, but it is important in terms of economic activity and as a lifeline to our local communities.
Oh, sure. Yeah, you look at, you know, the commercial airlines, you know, and the military, those aspects are a lot more visible. This is a lot more in the background and more of the gritty type of stuff in what aviation is.
Absolutely. Well, you think about, you know, around the U.S., you have about 5,000 airports, and across South Dakota, you have about 70 airports. And commercial traffic, you know, while it's a very high volume, it kind of goes through a small percentage of those airports. So there's just a lot of airports and communities that are connected by general aviation. But again, you know, unless kind of your life has been touched by it or you work in general aviation or you fly, you might not be aware of all those services and economic activity that depend on general aviation. And that's why, you know, the governor recently declared June General Aviation Appreciation Month, and there's been some local proclamations, the Sioux Falls mayor, for example, and some other towns across South Dakota. That's why those types of proclamations are so important to raise awareness about this component of our air transportation system that people may not be aware of.
We're talking with Selena Shalad, and she is the Executive Director of the Alliance for Aviation Across America. And the FAA, Federal Aviation Administration, is looking to have a bill, or at least their Modernization and Reform Act, is going to expire soon, and lawmakers are looking to put a new one together. What is the important things that we need to keep in mind with the expiration of the old agreement and then the constitution of a new one?
Sure thing. Well, every several years, Congress reauthorizes the Federal Aviation Administration. So they reauthorize the funding. And as part of that, there's a whole lot of measures that will be considered. So it is important, first of all, that Congress does take up that reauthorization. In the past, there's kind of been a series of short-term extensions, and it's always good to make sure that that gets done in a timely fashion. But, you know, there's always a lot of debate within sort of the reauthorization discussion. And now, you know, there's a lot of different proposals out there to reauthorize the FAA. There have been some discussions about maybe privatizing some components like air traffic control. And, you know, we're keeping an eye on that. We just want to make sure that regardless of kind of what path Congress takes, that they kind of retain that congressional oversight and that we make sure that general aviation, kind of the smaller guys, and those all those airports, large and smaller, are protected in any new kind of structure or system moving forward. So we're keeping an eye on that.
Is safety a main concern for your organization?
Is what? I'm sorry?
Safety.
Oh, absolutely. I think safety is always one of the primary, if not the, it's the primary concern, I think, among all the different aviation sectors. And general aviation has certainly been, you know, one of the leading, you know, communities that tries to figure out how we can constantly figure out different technologies and safeguard to make sure that we keep our airports and aircraft safe. So that is, I would say, the number one issue. And, of course, it's an important issue with modernization as well, which is part of the reauthorization debate. But, you know, we it's something that all the different sectors of aviation are constantly working on. But we currently do have a very good air transportation system among the safest in the world. So we need to kind of continue to build on that and make sure that we continue and improve that track record.
Do you also get concerned about some of the regulation, the regulatory process, and making sure that every you know, that well, number one, general aviation being one of your main focuses, that general aviation gets protected by not having too many onerous regulations?
I would say so. You know, I think that there's always room for improvements and efficiencies, and you know, definitely there's always things that we can do to improve things, both within our government in terms of certification, a lot of different areas. And I think we, you know, we have to think about that. You know, we want to think through all the different proposals that are out there. We always want to improve things. We want to make sure that as we look towards those improvements that we're not creating even more, you know, regulations or bureaucracy on flyers, because there are a lot of small businesses that use their own aircraft. There are a lot of individuals, you know, who it's expensive to fly, so, and to learn to fly and to keep up with flying. So we do want to make that as available to as many people as we can. And there are sometimes some proposals that come up. For example, in the recent reauthorization proposal, there's been a talk about a user fee. So we're not sure what that would look like, but if you're talking about fees, you know, any additional fees for flying, that's kind of an additional thing that we're keeping an eye out on, because, you know, currently general aviation operators pay through the fuel tax, and I think that we want to preserve that mechanism and not add any onerous new fees on the operator. So that's an example of kind of a regulation and fee that we do think would be onerous and that we are keeping an eye on.
Yeah, when I think about the structure of a general aviation concept, you think of a fixed-based operator in a small airport that would have to probably change the way that they do business instead of using it through that fuel tax that they would have for someone filling up with some avgas. They would be able to to keep it in that particular realm, keep it simple instead of maybe tacking on an extra type of layer of, you know, way they do business, and it would be time consuming and also probably a little bit, it would prevent them from doing their job more efficiently.
Absolutely. That's, you know, the thing about some of these proposals and something like a user fee is that what we hear from our members is that would potentially really disproportionately affect the small and mid-sized businesses. So, you know, that's something that we have to continue to raise awareness about. You know, there's a lot of farms that operate their own aircraft. There's a lot of small and mid-sized businesses. Those jobs, that activity that they support are crucial for their local communities. So, you know, we need to always think through the impact and the repercussions of some of these proposals, including things like user fees.
We're talking with Selena Shalad. She is the executive director for the Alliance, from the Alliance for Aviation Across America. And the FAA reauthorization will be coming soon. And are there some other matters that you feel pressing about general aviation that people need to know about?
No, I thank you for the opportunity. I would just say that, if anybody's interested in learning more about the economic impact of aviation or general aviation, that information is on our website, and it's aviationacrossamerica.org. So all of that information is there if anybody's, and the proclamations that I've talked about as well. So if anybody's interested in learning more, that's a resource, aviationacrossamerica.org.
Selena, I thank you very much for being with us today, and I hope you hope the best for you and your endeavors in the near future.
Thank you so much.
It's 4:46, and you're listening to 1140 KSOO and Viewpoint University.
I can't believe we're back.